one of the strongest personalities and a person who had a profound influence on the world scene generally, as well as on the Jewish scene, in bringing us to the modern era, is that of Napoleon Bonaparte. Napoleon is, in many ways, as important in Jewish history as he is in general history. Very little of the credit or blame, as we will see, is ever assessed to his record. But the truth of the matter is that he had enormous influence upon the Jewish world, and the events of the 19th century and even of the 20th century in Jewish life are colored by his actions and his behavior and his innovations as regarding the Jews. The French Revolution in the 1790s, like many revolutions, turned against itself, and that the ideas of liberty, equality, and fraternity became a mockery during the period of time called the Reign of Terror, when hundreds, if not thousands, of people were almost randomly executed. And the guillotine was busy all the time. The chaos that was engendered by the revolution run amok brought about the reaction that usually occurs. The society abhors chaos and will almost always turn to dictatorship or to any form of strong rule in order to avoid chaotic conditions. Napoleon Bonaparte, who was a Corsican, originally a corporal in the French army, short of stature but very long on cunning and brains, rose and commanded a coup in the French government that by the early 1800s placed him at the head of the French government. And he had great imperial designs for France. He was not satisfied that France should merely remain as a democratic republic and work on its domestic rights and civil rights. He wanted to make France the leading power in Europe, the leading power in the world. His chief rival was naturally England, and Napoleon was determined to make France the major power in Europe and in the world. Napoleon's attitude towards the Jews was ambivalent. He was a practicing Roman Catholic. In fact, when he had himself crowned as the Emperor of France, and he had the Pope, he imported the Pope from Rome to come and perform the coronation. And then when the Pope was going to put the crown on his head, Napoleon, in order to show that he was more than the Pope, took the crown from the Pope's hands and put it on his head himself. In effect, the Pope had made a long journey for nothing. And in general, Napoleon cannot be thought of as a very religious, a very Christian person. Not in his personal deportment, not in his diplomatic or military behavior, and not in his ambitions or society. But nevertheless, he represented Christian Europe. He represented Christian Europe as it was changing, as the ideas of the Enlightenment now came and modified the behavior of Christian Europe. And therefore, he had inherited all of the old